Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mel Simons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Betancourt. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Kaufman. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Dick Kaufman. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blue scores. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schulte moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt, who is chasing the ball. Tate reaches third base with a triple. Appling scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Betancourt, who is chasing the ball. Blue reaches third base with a triple. Tate scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt strikes out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Schultz hits a fly ball into center field. Simon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Tate reaches second base with a double. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Schult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. Blue moves to third. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simons hits a line drive towards first. Burns reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 1 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Appling for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress juggles the ball. That's an error on Kress. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 2 in the game. Frazier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kaufman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaufman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaufman hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Goslin reaches second base with a double. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 2 in the game. Betancourt strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Storti pinch hits for Jim Levy. Lynn Storti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Storti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Storti now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Mel Simons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simons is 0 for 3 in the game. Simons bunts towards the mound. Kaufman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaufman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Herb Jeffries now playing third base. Chad Kimsey pinch hits for Dick Kaufman. Chad Kimsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kimsey strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schult hits a fly ball towards right. Reynolds settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Reynolds. Schult moves to second. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to third. Goslin moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Blyaholder now pitching. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 3 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kerr reaches second base with a double. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 3 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Storti fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell strikes out. One out. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt is 0 for 3 in the game. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.